As recently as a month ago, he would never have believed it possible. The ship had been on a routine mission, checking and emplacing asteroid warning beacons, when the order had come. Endeavour was the only spacecraft in the solar system which could possibly make a rendezvous with the intruder before it whipped round the sun and hurled itself back towards the stars. Even so, it had been necessary to rob three other ships of the solar survey, which were now drifting helplessly until tankers could refuel them. Norton feared that it would be a long time before the skippers of Calypso, Beagle, and Challenger would speak to him again. Even with all this extra propellant, it had been a long, hard chase. Rama was already inside the orbit of Venus when Endeavour caught up with her. No other ship could ever do so. This privilege was unique, and not a moment of the weeks ahead was to be wasted. 1,000 scientists on Earth would have cheerfully mortgaged their souls for this opportunity. Now they could only watch over the TV circuits, biting their lips and thinking how much better they could do the job. They were probably right, but there was no alternative. The inexorable laws of celestial mechanics had decreed that Endeavour was the first and the last of all man's ships that would ever make contact with Rama. The advice he was continually receiving from Earth did little to alleviate Norton's responsibility. If split-second decisions had to be made, no one could help him. The radio time lag to mission control was already 10 minutes, and increasing. He often envied the great navigators of the past, before the days of electronic communications, who could interpret their sealed orders without continual monitoring from headquarters. Why they made mistakes, no one ever knew. Yet at the same time, he was glad that some decisions could be delegated to Earth. Now that Endeavour's orbit had coalesced with Rama's, they were heading sunwards like a single body. In 40 days, they would reach perihelion and pass within 20 million kilometers of the sun. That was far too close for comfort. Long before then, Endeavour would have to use her remaining fuel to nudge herself into a safer orbit. They would have perhaps 3 weeks of exploring time before they parted from Rama forever. After that, the problem would be Earth's. Endeavour would be virtually helpless, speeding on an orbit which could make her the first ship to reach the stars in approximately 50,000 years. There was no need to worry, Mission Control had promised. Somehow, regardless of cost, Endeavour would be refueled, even if it proved necessary to send tankers after her and abandon them in space once they had transferred every gram of propellant. Rama was a prize worth any risk, short of a suicide mission. And, of course, it might even come to that. Commander Norton had no illusions on this score. For the first time in 100 years, an element of total uncertainty had entered human affairs. Uncertainty was one thing that neither scientists nor politicians could tolerate. If that was the price of resolving it, Endeavour and her crew would be expendable.